One of the most recognizable places in the United States, Castillo de San Marcos is another jewel on scenic byway A1A. Yet before we get into the history, we want to tell you something that even most of the local people don't know.
It's common knowledge that the material used to build the fort is coquina, an indigenous sedimentary rock formed from calcite and seashells. It's also well known that the stones used in the fort were quarried on Anastasia Island. What isn't well known is that the quarries are still there, and yes, you can visit them. One of them is located at the St. Augustine Amphitheater.
Heading south on A1A Coastal Byway, as you turn into the amphitheater's main entrance, you'll see a sign for a nature trail. If you follow that trail, you'll soon come to the ancient quarry. And while here at the fort, you'll be one visitor among thousands. Once there, you'll be able to experience the quiet and peacefulness of Old Florida.
We hope you visit it. Yet while you're here, here's a little more information about the Castillo de San Marcos. Construction began in 1672 and lasted for 23 years. It remained under Spanish control for almost 100 years. Then, in 1763, Florida was turned over to the British, who renamed it the more British-sounding Fort St. Marc.
Less than 20 years later, in 1784, as part of the peace treaty at the end of the American Revolution, Florida was returned to Spain and once again retitled the Castillo de San Marcos. This time, the Spanish held control for 3.5 decades. Then, in 1819, the political winds shifted again. And this time it was given to the United States, who promptly renamed it Fort Marion.
For the next 50 years, Fort Marion remained an active and vital part of the fledgling U.S. defenses. Then in 1861, Florida seceded from the Union, joining the Confederate States of America, and for 1 year flew the Confederate banner over the fort. Soon, Union forces retook the stronghold without firing a single shot. For the next 40 years, its value as a defensive stronghold waning, it primarily held Plains Indians captured during the Indian Wars of the 1870s and 80s.
This structure served a military purpose under 5 different flags for 205 years. Never conquered, never taken in battle. In 1924, it was declared a national monument and once again became the Castillo de San Marcos.
We hope you enjoy your visit and keep in mind that while this may be one of the most famous structures along our A1A coastal byway, it is just one of many. Look for the audio tour markers as you explore the city and discover A1A scenic and historic coastal byway. And for more information, visit scenica1a.org.